Dictation for Michonne, Michonne, Catherine, Katharyn, Combs, or Combs, Combs, April 1766. Mrs. Combs is a 56-year-old lady who has a new diagnosis of end-stage renal disease secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. I have seen her one time in the emergency room on April 12th of this year, recently admitted to Spectrum Grand Rapids from June 2nd to June 11th. She's a smoker, underlying COPD, uses oxygen 3 liters. Started on dialysis because of generalized edema, pulmonary edema, and worsening respiratory failure hypoxemia. She lives at home with son, who is bringing her to the dialysis unit. She was also diagnosed with pneumonia secondary to Pasteurella, Pasteurella. She has 6 cats at home, feeling better, remains on oxygen, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, has a bowel movement without blood melena, is still making some amount of urine, presently on Bumex. She wants something different. Edema improving from the chest down. No open ulcers, no gross claudication symptoms, does have neuropathy, no recent chest pain palpitations, denies orthopnea PND, uses inhalers, no hemoptysis, denies sleep apnea, snoring or CPAP machine. Next paragraph, please refer to my dictation. I review also notes from Spectrum to summarize that she has a smoker COPD, respiratory failure on oxygen, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction 62%, poorly controlled diabetes over time, nephrotic range proteinuria probably from diabetic nephropathy, kidney function has progressed to this level within 2 years, which is fast, even for diabetes. There is anxiety, depression, obesity. There has been pleural effusion on the right side. There was respiratory acidosis. Patient required ventilatory assistance, thoracocentesis, antibiotics. Sputum cultures group Pasteurella multocida, MULTOCIDA. Dialysis catheter was placed, a small right-sided pneumothorax, did not require any interventions. Anemia without external bleeding, received 1 unit of packet of red blood cells, CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis being negative. EGD shows an ulcer. Also exposed to vancomycin. She needs to bring her medications. On physical exam, she's alert, oriented, sign-free, attentive, cooperative, very nice. Wear glasses, normal eye movements, on oxygen, or overweight. No palpable neck masses. There is JVD, COPD abnormalities, distant breath sounds, emphysema, few bronchitis, no wheezing. No pericardial rap, a systolic murmur, no abdominal distensions, maybe some degree of ascites, no prior abdominal surgeries. I see edema, but no cellulitis, no decubitus, pulses decrease. Next paragraph, new chemistries, shows hemoglobin down to 7.9, iron deficiency 54 and 59%. We are going to continue EPO treatment and intravenous iron. She's doing 3 hours of dialysis with a KTB of 1.27 for a URR of 68. We are going to remove as much fluid as we can. Blood pressure remains high, 150s over 70s. Low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, 3.1. Upper potassium at 4.9 with a potassium bath of 3. Most recent A1C is 6.5, although historically it has been running high. phosphorus 4.2, calcium 8.8 with a PTH of 427. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, likely from diabetic nephropathy, hypertension over time, with nephrotic range proteinuria. I cannot rule out primary glomerulopathy. We have not done a biopsy as it was too late in the course of the treatment. We discuss about options for dialysis, the social situation at home, merits dialysis at home. She will not have transportation available once the son goes back to full-time working, sometimes 12 hours or more. We discussed that with the cats, she will have to make a room especially for dialysis to minimize the risk of infection. She already has Pasteurella multocida pneumonia. We discussed about diet. We are going to work on the anemia, iron replacement EPO, continue protein supplements. We will follow up on potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, PTH. We discuss about potential renal transplantation. She's not ready to make that decision at this point. Continue education. We will see her on a weekly basis between myself and nurse practitioner. End of dictation.